as we come together in to celebrate the sacred mysteries and asking the Lord's blessing. We have a new reader, Mondo, serving. We also have, for the second time, serving at the altar made by veterans beside her, Ainsley and William and Christina in the choir in the back. And of course, we have Bridget now serving as a cantor together with others whom I cannot see in the back. But let's give our support. So on this day and all days, we focus on the Lord. Of course, the church's calendar year is about to end. The new year for the church is Advent, which is basically the beginning of December. And the Lord Jesus is speaking of the end of times. And the key is to be faithful. Give it our best. Never give up. Ask the Lord's blessing upon us in all we do. Even when things are tough, in order to survive and endure, keep our focus on the prize, to help one another, to be part of a society, and to be helpful to others, including obviously our own, and above all, to keep our souls focused on the Lord to give us the strength and the hope necessary in order to survive with the skills and the talents that the good Lord has given to each one of us for the salvation of our souls and the building up of the souls of all humanity. Yesterday in the school, Our Ladies Academy hosted a chess tournament for the schools in neighboring communities. About 200 or so youth gathered together in addition to their families. And they were from the public schools, the other religious Catholic schools and other schools, and charter schools, together with the school children from Our Ladies Academy and our religious education program. And as I walked through there and I saw them play their chess, the first thing I said to myself, I wouldn't know the first move to make. I'm fortunate to be able to learn how to play checkers. And using their talent and skill, their mind, in order to contemplate their next move, there was total silence in the auditorium. And in reality, sometimes in silence we must be in order to make our next move in life, but always to do so for God and with God. Because in essence, we're on a race, a marathon in life, and we have a lot of people to support us in heaven, praying for us. In this month of November, we focus on the dead who, by God's mercy, are alive with the good Lord in heaven. We want to remember and pray for them. I read some time ago, about 5 years ago, this little girl, well, she was not so small, she was 16 years of age, and she liked to swim, and she liked to be in competition. And she decided in training along the British coast, which she was from, to swim across the English Channel, 33 miles. Well, she did it in the warmer months of the year, but the water was 64 degrees. And after being in the water, I believe it was about 18 hours, with the current, the ship traffic, the boats, the ferries coming to and from. She was accompanied by some family and friends in some nearby boats in case she needed assistance. But they also had to be very careful not to hit her or to be so close that the fumes or any leaking gasoline would affect her as she would swim and take the next stroke toward the French coast. And how to keep her focus. Because she could have focused so much on how far to swim, but in the wrong direction, extending the length of her swim and exhausting her ability of her body to endure 64 degrees, lowering her body heat inside. But she had the route mapped out. Those assisting her nearby, the courage and the zeal and the enthusiasm to compete, and a prize and goal in mind to reach the other side. And so it is with each one of us to never give up, regardless of age, health, and condition, from the youngest to the oldest. To keep our prize, our focus on the prize, which is the Lord Jesus, and to help one another with what we have, who we are, to the best of our abilities, knowing we're never alone. We have God at our side. We have God at our side when we invite Him, because the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is the ultimate gentleman. He does not force His way on any one of us. And I think of that old picture, that the painting of years ago. It shows taking a scene from the sacred scriptures, the Bible, of the Lord outside on a night, dressed in His cloak, must have been cold. And He's standing outside a door where the only thing showing outside is the light through a very small window at the upper middle section of the door. Someone represented being on the inside. And the Lord coming in from travels with a lighted candle with a lantern on His side, knocking at the door. But the artist purposefully left one item out on the doorknob on the outside, showing that the only way the Lord can enter is from the person from the inside to let Him in. And it's more than a door that the Lord is knocking at. It's the inner recesses of our heart where no one else can enter. And we ask the Lord's blessing that we have the ability and the grace and the wisdom and the humility to be able to let the Lord of glory enter into our hearts to transform us, because we're imperfect people. We always will be, but we don't rest there. We compete, not against one another, but with one another, with God, both those in heaven assisting us and each other here on earth, to go toward in the course of victory with the inner peace so necessary that we can only achieve by embracing and allowing God, the King of Glory, to enter into our hearts, and thus to be able to move in the right direction, at the right time, in the right pace, toward heaven, by God's mercy and our cooperation, into the loving and the eternal arms of God.